Here it is, the end of our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer and the end of our Lenten discipline. We journeyed with Christ through the 40 days of temptation in the wilderness. We remembered the triumphal entry into Jerusalem last week as the kids reenacted the Palm Sunday procession before our dramatic reading recounted the Lord's Passion. We celebrated together the Last Supper on Maundy Thursday, doing this in remembrance of Him. We heard again of the crucifixion and death of Christ as the light faded from our sanctuary on Good Friday. And now, here we are gathered together on this most holy Easter Sunday to celebrate again the good news that, alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And we have also journeyed through this Lenten season as we have also journeyed through the Lord's Prayer, from the introduction on Ash Wednesday up until now. The Lord taught us to pray to Him as dear children ask their dear Father. He taught us to hallow His name, let His kingdom come, let His will be done. He taught us to trust those who sin, to trust Him to provide our daily bread. We prayed for His forgiveness, which we pass on to those who sin against us. We prayed for Him to preserve us from temptation and to deliver us from evil. Earlier this morning, we acknowledged that the kingdom, the power, and the glory are His. And now here we are, trusting that He does, in fact, listen to our prayers, even if it doesn't always feel like He is. Let's turn together to the small catechism in the front of the hymnal, page 325. Where we will speak together the conclusion and explanation. Page 325. The conclusion. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. What does this mean? This means that I should be certain that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven, and are heard by Him. For He Himself has commanded us to pray in this way, and has promised to hear us. Amen, amen, means yes, yes, it shall be so. Yes, yes, it shall be so. We say that at the end of all of our prayers, amen, it shall be so, but how often does it feel like it isn't? How often does it feel like God isn't listening? Have you ever felt that way, like God just isn't listening to your prayers? Perhaps with Jesus, perhaps we pray for healing, but just continue to get sicker. You pray for God to restore your marriage, but you just keep drifting apart. You pray for a job that will support your family, but every application is rejected. And yet, God says in Psalm 50, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. He says He listens to our prayers and delivers us, but that just doesn't always seem to be the case. While He was on the cross, Jesus was completely outside the Father's pale and cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? A quote from Psalm 22, but it is also the truth. For Him that day, God the Father was far from Jesus while He hung on that cross. Imagine that, suffering in agony, and God is nowhere to be found. If that could happen to such a man as Jesus Christ, the only sinless man to ever live, the sinless Son of God, can God possibly listen to us? Yes, God does listen to your prayers because He promises to do so. He is a loving Father, just as we said, just as we learned so many weeks ago on Ash Wednesday. God is a loving Father who loves us and forgives us and listens to us. Just as you listen to your children's requests, God listens to you. Which of you would just ignore your children if they ask you for a snack? Or which of you would give your child something that would hurt them when they ask for a snack? You may not realize or understand just how God is listening, but he does. Our gospel reading for this morning is the resurrection account from St. Luke. In that reading, Mary is standing at the tomb, at the tomb entrance, in tears. In John's account, she is standing at the tomb entrance alone and fearful. The gardener comes by and finds her weeping and asks why she is crying. Little did Mary know just who that gardener really was. It was Jesus. No matter what, God hears our prayers even more than the unjust judge would hear the pleas of a widow who comes to him day after day pleading for justice. What good is it for him to listen to our pleas without responding? And so he does. He responds to our prayers in three different ways: yes, no, or not yet. But we always can trust that his response is always for our benefit. In James 1, verse 17, James writes, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." Every good gift comes from God. And Jesus' resurrection from the dead confirms that God does answer our prayers. God was willing to do all of that for you. He was willing to send his son to live a human life for you. He was willing to allow his son to be killed in excruciating agony for you. He raised his son from the dead for you. So yes, God answers our prayers. For as much as God abandoned his son on that cross, he only did it so he could not abandon us. By his death on the cross, Jesus Christ destroyed death and brought the answer to all of our prayers for forgiveness and deliverance. And by his resurrection from the grave, Jesus confirms God's gracious provision of all our needs, both for this life and the next. We have nothing to fear because, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Death and the devil have no power over us because, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Hell could not hold him because, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And we too shall rise because, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. God, our Heavenly Father, does answer our prayers because, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.